We are back. John Simonson is on the phone with us. He is, of course, our expert in all things digital. He is the president of Webstream Dynamic. He's also the president of Five Star Store Review. And good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Dave. Good. How are you?
I'm well. And, you know, we have talked over the years about updates on the part of Google and changes that they've done, I don't know, any number of times. And they're never standing still. It seems like there's always changes going on. I thought this would be a good time to talk about some of the changes that are happening there with regard to searches. What's happening?
Definitely. In the last, about less than 60 days, the end of October, they launched one major update that Google called it, and it was called BERT. And then just recently they announced their neural matching, which is the second one that they just came out with. It's actually been around since 2018, but now I guess it's full-blown, the neural matching, which is machine language, artificial intelligence, whatever you want to call it, in the search queries. So you've had two major updates from Google that affect the Google search queries and the search results in the last 60 days.
And the first one is what?
BERT. It stands for, you got to remember this, Bidirectional Encoder Representation for Transformers. How's that?
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. You're smarter than me.
So talk about that.
Well, that's, it's really about in the search query, strictly the search query, how it processes words in relations to other words. And so it's how it interprets the words that people use in search. And let's face it, in a search query, you know, human beings use all kinds of different things and make all kinds of different searches. And how the words are understood becomes difficult at times for Google to really understand, you know, what are you looking for based on the words you use. So this latest update is a major one, and it's really using new methods, new algorithms to better understand and process the words in not necessarily in the order they are or sometimes in the order they are. And it can have a dramatic effect on how the results are within a search.
Interesting.
Okay? When I say that, I mean, in other words, depending on the words, now how they interpret it, you could be seeing better results, and you may show up better than you would have in the past, or you may not. So, I mean, it's really about the query. And an example of one of the ones I recently saw was a fishing one, which is one of my favorite subjects, where out east they call a big striper bass a cow. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So fishermen out east might do a search like this phrase, how to catch a cow fishing. Now, Google would normally show you all things about livestock, cows.
Yeah.
Now they integrate with BERT, understanding that the word after it is fishing, and the noun is cow fishing. They now can have interpret that differently with BERT and provide answers about catching this big striper bass results instead of a livestock.
Very interesting.